This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's hour 3 of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Welcome in. Home of the Cowboys, home of the Rangers. We're talking sports with you every afternoon at 5 o'clock. My name is Gavin Dawson. If you see me, bear me. N.A. stands for a non-alcoholic beer, by the way, if you've ever wondered. Some people do what that means. There's Brian Broaddus, the former Cowboy scout and NFL executive. You have Woolchuck and Chia follow Rock in the house. Alec Medford's in for Lucius, and Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. Joining us now, talking some college basketball, is a star from the world of hoop at Notre Dame. He was awesome, and he was the 5th overall pick in the 1992 NBA draft, played 11 years in the league, and LaFonso Ellis joins us now here on 105.3 The Fan. Good afternoon, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing really well. How are you guys today?
Oh, we're doing great. You know, it's Friday. We got the women's Final Four in our city, and the men's Final Four down south. So we're in basketball paradise down here in Texas. LaFonso, how about you?
I love that. Doing really well, actually, here in Houston, and taking it all in, and then got a chance to go over and watch a couple of the shoot arounds earlier. And it's just really cool to be here and taking all of this in. I'm so excited to watch the games tomorrow and Monday.
What were you looking for at shoot-around, or did something jump out to you?
I was just looking primarily at body language coming out and just curious, you know, who's loose, who's tight. And got a chance to see Florida Atlantic come out on the floor today, and they were just as loose and as confident as you could possibly be, working hard, going through their drill sets and things of that nature. And then San Diego State came out, worked equally as hard, but I find it interesting. You know, usually when teams come out and they start shoot around, you know, guys are heaving up half-court shots, shooting threes, you know, just loose. San Diego State, first thing they did when they came out on the floor today, they did box out and close out drills to just get it started. So it just tells you the different philosophies that are out there around college basketball, which I enjoy the unique nature of it.
Yeah, they say, you know, you just want to stay in your routine and treat it like any other weekend or whatever, but is that possible? I guess the coaches are trying as hard as they can, huh?
Yes, and I think you're exactly right. The coaches are trying to make this as normal as they possibly can, but as you know, today with social media and the access to it, it's very difficult to keep kids from kind of venturing outside of the locker room, so to speak. But each team seemed to be very focused and ready to go. I just think their approaches are a little bit different.
You know, we were talking earlier about the women's Final Four. You got some big-time programs. This year's Final Four on the men's side, you don't have those blue bloods, right? You don't have Kentucky. You don't have Kansas. You don't have Duke. You played at a big program there at Notre Dame. Do you think that's good or bad for college basketball on the men's side?
I think it depends on how you look at it. You know, everyone said that they wanted to see a lot more parity, if you will, throughout college basketball. And we have that. I made a point about 14 years ago when I first came to ESPN that because of the one-and-done nature, so players that are coming out of high school were coming to college for a year and then going into the NBA, that there would be a natural overall reduction of the talent pool or the talent level, if you will, while at the same time, many of the high major programs started to adopt the same philosophy that had been so successful with low majors and mid majors, and that is get old and stay old. And so now, as we look at the four teams that are in the finals, or the four teams that are in the Final Four, they all emulate that to a degree. UConn's done it with a couple of transfers, with Tristan Newton coming over to fill a much-needed position at the point guard spot. Miami, of course, has done it with two of them. One of them, Norchad Omier on the interior, who's been the anchor. San Diego State, they have a couple of transfers, and Florida Atlantic has done the same. And so all those teams have gotten older. They've been together for a little while, and if they haven't been together for a little while, like we see with Miami, they were important pieces that came in and filled a great need. And so now we see some unusual names. However, don't forget, I actually refer to UConn as a blue blood because they've won four national titles, three of them in this state.
And do they have a big target on their back right now? Kind of feels like they're the team that feels like they're of the Final Four. They're the one seed, and everybody, they're the heavy favorite. And I wonder how that affects a team.
It is if there's any obstacle that they'll have to overcome, it's just that, because their fan base are looking around. They see, whether it's on ESPN or they see it written, printed in newspapers or whatever it is that they decide to read, that they're the heavy favorite. And so I wonder internally if that creates a bit of pressure, because now all of a sudden, instead of kind of coming into it as an underdog, you know, the target's on their back. And of course, they haven't been here in a little while. So I am concerned about that being their main hurdle. But when we talk about firepower, this is a team that's deep in every single position. They can play big, they can play small, they can play fast, they play in half court. So they're the deepest, most talented team of the four teams, and I think the favorite to win it, but I am wondering if that could be a little bit of mounting internal pressure, especially if the game is close down the stretch.
ESPN's LaFonso Ellis here with you on 105.3 The Fan. Okay, that's what I was going to ask. You know, is UConn the clear favorite in your eyes as much as it is in Vegas? What could trip them up?
Yeah, I had four teams. I was asked that question about a month ago. I had four teams that, if you look at their numbers, they were the four teams that had had a legitimate chance to win it. UConn was one, Alabama, Tennessee, and UCLA. And obviously the other teams have fallen away, but here we are. UConn still stands. But
nice pick.
I don't like using this terminology, but it really is theirs to lose. But in order to lose something, you have to have it first. So they've got to go win two games to make it happen.
Huh. How has it been for you with so many of the top seeds going out? How's that changed the viewing and the media experience from your perspective?
It didn't, because coming into the season, we felt that the top teams, so we would say the top 10 teams, all of them had major flaws. And if we use Alabama, what was their major flaw? Not talent or length or athleticism, but their major flaw was youth. And then you combine the whole off-the-court situation with Brandon Miller, or in and around Brandon Miller. I just think a couple little injuries along the way, his health not being where it needed to be, along with the relative inexperience starting three freshmen out there on the floor caught up to them. And so you look at Houston, for example. That's what I think. This is a classic example of what makes the NCAA tournament so special, is that, you know, it's a one game single elimination deal, and you could run into a team who you're better than. You have more talent. You're a harder, tougher playing team. You have a style that's unique to play against. But all of a sudden, you play against a team like Miami, who is the absolute worst team that Houston could play against, because Houston likes to trap you in the backcourt. Ball screen situations, they trap those and make you give it up. The problem is, when you do that against Miami, now all of a sudden, if you have two on the ball, that means that they have four on your three, and three of their four are all capable of shooting it from three and making plays off the dribble. And so that's why at times that they made offense look so easy against that really tough Houston defense. And so I think that's what makes the NCAA tournament so unique and so special, is just you just never know, because the best teams don't always win. And certainly that's been the case with the number one seeds this year.
LaFonso,
they're worthy number one seeds at that.
Yeah, excuse me about that. LaFonso, the fact that these Final Fours are played in these huge stadiums, is that a talking point at all? We talk about shooters' eyes and stuff like that. Is that something that you even think about, or is it, you know, hey, these kids, we play in arenas all over the country, but is playing in this stadium going to change the game in any way?
I don't know. I mean, you know, they've been doing it for a long time now, and so you would think that kids would have the opportunity to adjust. But I always thought that was an interesting question, because Coach Digger Phelps, who I played for my first 3 years at Notre Dame, used to enjoy taking us around and allowing us an opportunity to play in historical venues, you know, Pauley Pavilion, Madison Square Garden, you name it. But when we went to play at the Carrier Dome, and I was a back-to-the-basket, you know, 15 to 18-foot jump shooting big, And I'm telling you, when we went in there, it literally felt like I was shooting into space. It's almost like the backboard and the rim was like hanging out in space because of the backdrop or lack thereof. And so you have to wonder if that's impacting the kids, because the three-point shooting is down. And this is 2 years in a row now that that is down. I think a little bit of it is the teams that are playing now, their freedom of movement has just gone out the window. So there's a little bit more holding, bumping, cutters, clutching, that kind of thing going on. So that could be impacting it. But I wouldn't doubt at all if it's also the atmosphere. But it's a business, too. They got to sell tickets, right?
Right.
ESPN College Game Day analyst LaFonso Ellis with us here on 105.3 The Fan with the G-Bag Nation. So, LaFonso, you played in both the NCAA tournament and the NIT. You led your team to the 92 finals in the NIT. My North Texas Mean Green, we finally won our first championship, winning the NIT last night. Thank you very much, sir. Now, people want to be like, oh, you're the 69th best team in college basketball. But for you, I mean, what was the experience like playing in the NIT? Because I'm thrilled and I'm so proud of my guys.
Yeah, same here. We started four seniors and a freshman, and we seniors, we just wanted to keep playing. We put ourselves in jeopardy, and that, if I remember correctly, I think it was 16 and 14 or 15 and 14 going into the last game, and we needed to beat DePaul. We had a really strong strength of schedule because we played and beat some of the top teams in the country, top ranked teams in the country. The problem was we lost to some teams that we shouldn't, and we lost to DePaul in the last game, which sent us to the NIT. And as four seniors, we wanted to just keep playing and to have something to play for, and we took that very seriously. We were fortunate to win three games on our home floor that got us to Madison Square Garden. And then also what was at play is those four seniors all had an opportunity to play in the NBA at a certain level. Damon Sweet had an opportunity to try out for the Orlando Magic. Keith Tower played in the league for 3 or 4 years. Elmer Bennett was drafted by the Atlanta Hawks. And so there were all these motivating factors. But if you had to ask me what was the main motivating factor, we wanted to keep playing and hopefully keep winning.
Which one of these men's Final Four games is most interesting to you here, LaFonso?
I think it's the Miami-UConn. The San Diego State one in Florida Atlantic is interesting because of contrasting styles. San Diego State likes to play slow half-court physical defense. Florida Atlantic likes to get out and go. But it's the UConn-Miami one because UConn should win this game because of the size that they have with Adama Sanogo on the interior, who's averaging 20 points and nearly 10 rebounds throughout the NCAA tournament, passing it well. So they have a tremendous strength inside for Miami, and depth at that position, because when he goes out, Donovan Klingon, the 7'2 freshman, comes in. But Miami, one of the ways that they've been able to get here is they have four guys from their one through their four who can all shoot it, who can all pass it, who can all handle it, and can get to the rim and make plays. And so it's going to be interesting to see how Coach Larrañaga plays against UConn with Adama Sanogo. Will they give him a steady diet of doubling? Will they double him on the catch? Will they double him on the first dribble? Will they allow him every now and then to go one-on-one inside with Norchad Omier? Norchad Omier cannot. The Miami set undersized center cannot get in foul trouble. Right. If he gets in foul trouble, they are in big trouble because they have no depth at the five spot. So I think the UConn-Miami game is the most intriguing.
How about Caitlin Clark against South Carolina tonight? How intriguing is that for you?
Well, when you have one of the more amazing players in all of sport, it's going to be interesting. I'm interested to see if South Carolina tries to get the basketball out of her hands early, and mean it really double team her to get the basketball out of her hands and make someone else out there on the floor, because that's what's so unique about South Carolina is they really have 5 to 6 women on that team who can really score the basketball and can really go get 15 to 20 any night. Mm-hmm. So will the balance and depth of South Carolina be able to offset one of the great scorers in all of basketball in Caitlin Clark?
Yeah, she's something to watch, man. I can't wait for that game. Who's your favorite NBA teammate of all time? Let's go back to the 90s or something. LaFonso, what do you say?
Bryant Stith. He's like my brother. He and I were drafted together 5 and 13 for the Denver Nuggets, and they're connected at the hip, and he's my all-time favorite.
Oh, that's fantastic.
My best friend from the league.
That is so cool. Well, congrats on your tremendous playing career. It was a lot of fun watching you then, and your post-playing career as a broadcaster. You're just killing it, and enjoy the Final Four, sir. We thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for the compliment. Thanks for having me on the show. Blessings to you and your families.
Salute to you, sir. What a great guy, LaPhonso Ellis. First time I've ever talked to him. A wealth of information and a full total gentleman here in the GBAC Nation.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.